Welcome to Suicide Pact, everyone. This is episode 121, I believe.
That's wrong.
It's my lucky number.
What? It's not even close.
Is it not?
Isn't it like 111 or 112?
I thought last one was 120.
No, we just recorded Patreon episode 20.
Oh.
I think.
Do you guys hear the way he speaks to me?
Well, you are already pissing me off.
Fine, you're
she
right.
She does this thing.
What?
Is am I right?
Yeah, it's 113.
All right. She does this thing where she like looks at her phone. She goes, oh, wow, look at that. Would you look at that? And then just doesn't say anything after that. And you go, are you going to tell me? Oh, my goodness. Would you take a look at that? That's incredible. That's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's funny. It's incredible and funny. And then you just go back to scrolling. And I'm sitting there like...
No. In this instance...
You could say nothing.
You were not sitting there. You were washing your hands in the bathroom when I laughed at something.
First of all, I don't wash my hands in the bathroom. So your story is already flawed.
The sink was on. You were in
the sink's always on. It doesn't turn off. It's broken.
It doesn't matter. So you already lied at the top of the story saying, making it sound like you were sitting right next to me and I didn't say anything. You were in the fucking bathroom.
This apartment... Look. I threw a pen. There, I hit the bathroom. It's not that hard.
It's none of your business.
Then quiet the fuck down.
No.
It's so performative.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Look at this. Look what I'm looking at. I love this.
You think that when I read a tweet and it makes me laugh, I'm doing that for you?
Yeah, I do. I think that. Well, no, I don't know what I think. I just think it's like,
performative.
Boy, are you gonna say it? Are you gonna tell me what the thing
you
is?
You were in the fucking bathroom.
The bathroom is, you could reach out and touch my dick from the couch to the bathroom.
Care.
It's right there.
You were busy.
And
I
then
wasn't
I said,
thinking
well,
about
well,
you.
Then how about this?
What?
How about the fact that I said, what are you laughing at? And you said, mind your fucking business.
No, you said, what are you looking at?
And you said...
I told you I blacked out. I don't remember.
Yeah, okay. What about that part?
I forgot. I blacked
out. What was it? What were you looking at?
I can't remember. Oh, it was somebody tweeted about America's Next Top Model, how she was watching America's Next Top Model from the early 2000s, and one of the contestants came out as bi. So in the next challenge, they made her dress as Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh my God. That's the most problematic show of all time.
I know.
They're all doing blackface every episode.
Straight up blackface.
You look like a tranny. It's gross. It makes me want to puke.
And it like wasn't that long ago. It's wild.
You know what's also gross? Have you noticed the rat outside?
No.
Giant rat the size of a dog.
Oh, that's dead? Yes, I did. Iggy.
Every day I almost step on it.
Iggy took a shit next to it and I was just like, New York City, baby. There is so much foul.
Yeah, do you have rat guts on you, Iggy?
Hantavirus. Oh. Iggy, do you have hantavirus?
It was the last thing when I went to Michigan, like I stepped over it and I was like, see you later, New York.
Still there.
But now every day when the Uber pulls up to let me out from work, I almost step on it every time.
Step over,
it's
yeah.
It's huge, and its brains are like splattered
yeah,
everywhere.
Does it look like it got stomped?
Maybe
first
a rival
saw
gang
it.
Of rats.
Yeah, what the fuck? Because it's not like it just died of natural causes out
well,
there.
Well, I thought it ran over.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was...
it's in the street.
It was in between two cars when I saw it, so yeah, I forgot about that possibility, I guess. But, I mean, it had to have been... sick or something to begin with, because rats are quick and smart.
Well, not anymore. Now he's dead.
Well, RIP. I see him every day. You know,
what?
The CDC has announced something that I can't keep straight. I think we're not supposed to, we don't have to wear masks anymore if we're fully vaccinated. In like select locations, outdoors you can wear.
You don't have to wear masks at all. Unless the place, the establishment, requires it.
Okay.
Which is a lot of places, like the Uber I just took.
Yeah.
Went to CVS, you got to wear it there. Most places, you still got to wear it. I got to wear it at work.
I looked it up on the CDC website before the podcast just to make sure I had it right. And they don't even mention the new guidelines of you don't have to wear them outside. All it said that I saw was we still recommend that you wear a mask for your safety.
Really?
Yeah. Even though, I mean, I know that they've issued these new guidelines.
Well, Biden did like a press thing. Yeah.
I just didn't see it on the website. It's very strange.
I don't know. It's a government web page. They all look like they were built in GeoCities.
I know. But this is just like, as soon as they made that announcement, I was like, oh, God, I don't want this to happen yet. Because I don't think we're ready from like a psychological standpoint. People are so weird about masks.
Well, we're the only country in the world who managed to make this a political issue.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Unreal.
It's really ridiculous. I mean, the way people have handled this across the board is insane on both sides. I mean, like, on the left, the whole thing, the whole time was like, follow the science. We're the party of science and listen to the CDC, listen to Fauci and suck his dick for some reason. You want to suck his dick? That's part of it. But like, so, okay, fine. But then the CDC says you don't have to wear a mask anymore. And a lot of people are like, well, I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to wear two masks. And it's like, well, do you follow the science or not? Do you listen to scientists or don't you? And it's like, well, I don't feel comfortable. And then people are like, there was a bar in Brooklyn where they said you didn't have to wear a mask anymore. And a lot of the patrons were like pushed back against it. And were like, no, the CDC is jumping the gun on this. You should still wear a mask.
That is so strange.
What are you doing?
Yeah, why are you? I don't understand if you're somebody who's really gung-ho about masks wearing. Why are you going to bars? You can't. Are you doing that thing where you pull it down under your chin really fast, take a sip, put it right back up?
Right.
Over and over and over again?
Well, I think people that are obsessed with control.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
There's this thing that you can do that gives you a little bit of control over the circumstances that you're in, you know?
People feel really comfortable with rules.
Right.
And they equate rules with morality, I think.
Even when the rule has been withdrawn, you're staying with it.
Exactly. That's what's confusing to me. I get it. I wear a mask all the time. I actually like wearing a mask still just because I really like covering half my face up. I don't know. It just feels like, it's like wearing sunglasses or something, you know? It's just,
yeah.
It's sort of incognito, but it just makes me feel relaxed. Like, I don't have to worry about what my dumb face is doing.
Yeah, I was walking to work today, and I was thinking about how people are being obnoxious with masks and stuff, and I wasn't wearing one. But then, like, a guy, you know, does that cool thing that people in New York do where you just spit on the ground, loudly spit at people's feet, and all of a sudden,
we're
shot of anxiety. Like, I should have a fucking mask on, you know? If not for COVID, just for, you know, rat guts and spitting people.
I was walking Iggy about an hour ago, and I pulled my mask down because so many people are not wearing their masks. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I pulled it down, and I was like, oh, it's piss everywhere. It smells so much like piss. And
well,
I put my mask
hot
back
day.
Up. It was just hot piss everywhere. Yeah. I was like, that's why I wear my mask.
This Summer in the city.
This isn't some weird political thing. It's because of the piss.
On the right, they've gone completely nuts because this whole time they're like, you can't tell me to wear a mask. Don't tread on me. It's against my rights, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And now they've gone the complete other way. Well, not really, but they're telling people that are wearing masks that they have to take them off. Take them off or what? Like, I thought your whole thing was like, it's my choice whether or not I get to wear a mask. So people should have the right to wear the mask if they want. People are fucking crazy.
I mean, people are insane. Everything is the most divisive issue in the world. I almost tweeted today, like, where do Republicans and Democrats stand on eating your own shit?
Yeah.
If Republicans are pro eating your own shit, I won't do it. But if Democrats are, then that's my thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the joke there is that, like, the left is, some people on the left, like, I understand, like, if you want to keep wearing a mask because it makes you feel comfortable or you've gotten used to it or some kind of, like, psychological thing is broken inside your head throughout all of this, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I walk down the street, I don't judge people wearing masks.
Exactly. Leave each other alone.
But, like, this, I wear a mask so people don't think I'm Republican. are you fucking kidding me?
What's going on?
What is wrong with you? Yeah. Isn't that like something Rachel Maddow said, or like that's the gist of it?
She said she would have to retrain her brain now when she sees somebody not wearing a mask and remind herself that they're not a Republican.
It is so disgusting how people's politics, and not even real politics, fake ones, fake politics, have become their entire personalities to the point where they'll just, you know, do whatever because it's in lockstep with the party. I think like people don't like to think for themselves. They like a figurehead to tell them what to do, and then they just follow in line.
Yeah, and then they can feel righteous by following these kinds of rules.
Because the truth is somewhere smack dab in the middle. Like if you're on the left, you're supposed to ignore the fact that they were making bat viruses in Wuhan in a lab, and just so happens that that's where the virus came from. We're supposed to be like, no, that's a conspiracy theory. That's,
you,
you know,
I can't keep up with what you're supposed to like. The WHO has, I think, based on headlines on Twitter, it seems like they've contradicted so many times where it came from that I just stopped paying attention.
Well, the point is that it's suspicious.
Yeah,
you know? And but the left is like, trust the scientists, fuck off, don't even ask any questions.
Right.
And, well, that's silly, you know? And then the right, their ideas about it are more insane. Like, it's a plandemic, but also it's not as bad as everybody says it is. It's just like the flu or whatever, so you don't need a mask, and it's, you know.
And also the vaccines, my choice.
Yeah, the vaccines or microchips or whatever. And you know what it is with the right? I can't even. They're so disjointed. You don't even know. Sometimes I find myself doing this both sidism shit, and it's probably not fair.
Yeah.
Even though, like, the Democratic Party, the modern liberal, is kind of just a right winger. You know, Chris Hedges says that the Dems are right wingers, and then the Republicans have just completely lost their mind.
Yeah, they're just
so like, but like, you can criticize the Democratic Party because there's like kind of something to grab on there. You can like study the ways in which they're obnoxious.
Right.
But the right is so nutty. Like it's like the Hoarders. It's like we watch the show Hoarders, and it's, you know, they're all Trump supporters and stuff. It's a level of wackiness that you can't even wrap your mind around.
How does that happen? How does somebody living in the woods under a pile of trash feel such a kinship with Donald Trump?
I think I know.
What?
So Donald Trump is a salesman at his core.
Yeah.
And he says things that are insane all the time. He just talks about how great he is. That's all he does. He repeats it over and over and over again. And there are certain people that are susceptible to that.
Right.
Who just internalize it. They're like, I've heard he's so great. They don't even realize that they've heard it from him. It's just been repeated so many times. They think it's just in the ether, and that, you know, this is a proven fact.
He's a great businessman.
Yeah, he's a great businessman. He's, you know, smart and handsome and stuff. And they internalize that. And I think a lot of people that accept that truth into their hearts are a little off.
Yeah.
You know, broken already to begin with.
Right.
So it's easier to, you know, penetrate their smooth brains.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
they're not cynics, you know?
Yeah.
And also, they're looking for a superhero. Their lives are terrible.
Right.
So this guy has everything going for him. He might just be the guy to turn everything around, you know?
And turns out he was.
Yep.
He did it.
He did it.
Congrats.
Man, I was watching this thing today about Jared Kushner.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember, like, Trump?
My celebrity hall pass.
Stop it. Stop it.
I can't even joke.
he owns all the slums around here.
I know. Every time I see his logo, it's like Westing. I don't know. West. Whatever. It sends chills down my spine.
Yeah. But he was supposed to solve the Palestine
Israel
conflict.
Good job, Jared.
How's that going, fucker?
You did it.
You rat faced piece of shit.
I wasn't following when he was supposedly performing miracles over there. What did he do?
He moved the embassy somewhere. I don't know. Don't ask me these specifics.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. You brought it up. But
I just remember Trump being like, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
He's going to figure it out if anybody can do it.
It's so funny.
He's not even like, imagine just like a diplomat from another country coming over and be like, I'm going to solve your wars.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of it. It's like, how obnoxious. Like,
okay. Yeah.
What's up? What else you got? What do you got?
I feel like there was another thing I wanted to mention about mask mandates, but I don't remember. Guys, be kind to each other. Leave each other alone. If you want to wear a full dirty diaper around your face, just do it.
We live in a great time. I mean, we live in a horrible time, but it's comparatively, because now
it's
we don't have to wear masks, right?
Yeah.
So let's all not wear them when we feel like it, and then we don't have to do this partisan shit, because for the longest time it was like, you wear a mask, you're a liberal, you don't wear a mask, you're Republican, and we can identify enemies as we're walking down the street and get mad at people. And now you're free, you don't have to walk around with that hate, because a liberal could not be wearing a mask, you know?
Yeah. Didn't you think...
We could love each other, but that's not gonna fucking happen.
I know, imagine.
Just less hate is what we gotta...
Of all the times I would have assumed the world would be inclined to set aside their differences and kind of come together, I cannot believe. I feel like a mom on vacation. Like, I should have fucking known. I should have known you kids would do this. Like, how much we doubled down on our tribalism. Right. It's amazing.
I was talking to my mom about this, and she made a good point. Because I was talking about how when we were in Japan, they just... got together, they figured it out, and they just knocked it out. They all wore masks. They closed everything at 4 p.m. That was it. Everybody stayed home.
It's the perfect society. I've always said that.
Well, she said, she made the point that, like, yeah, they've been a country forever.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
And we're this new fledgling country full of people from all kinds of different walks of life.
Yeah.
You know, we're not this homogenous group of, you know, ancient people.
I always forget that.
Yeah.
That we're fairly new.
We all have different inclinations, and, you know.
Right, yeah. And we all fucking hate each other.
Right.
Are you done wearing masks, like, for the most part?
Yeah, I hated it.
I know, and I don't know why I kind of
liked it. I get it, but my face is always fucked up.
Yeah.
So it's always rubbing against something.
Yeah.
And I can't stand it, you know.
At
one point, I just couldn't wear one. And I know people were looking at me and stuff when I was walking down the street, but it's like, you see the fucking blisters on my face,
right,
that this is rubbing against, and I couldn't do it.
I just had a flash of, like, people in their decorative masks and how bleak that is.
Yeah.
There's so many facets to this that...
It's post-apocalyptic fashion, you know?
Right.
It's like Burning Man.
Billie Eilish was doing that shit right before Corona hit. What do you think she knew? She was wearing, like, silky black surgical masks.
They get a heads up.
Yeah, she knew.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be nice if Trump died. I think that would be good for our country.
You think we would all finally be able to, like, heal psychically?
I just think we'd be free of his power, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of politicians now that are trying to carry the torch for him, like Matt Gaetz or whatever, and, like, do the whole, I just say things until they're reality. But nobody has ever been able to really pull it off the way Trump can.
Yeah.
And I think, who's the other person that's doing that? That can... work his magic, his evil, you know, Sith magic.
In, like, a almost charming way, in a very backwards way, but still kind of charming.
Yeah, well, he's, like, funny, and then, but when there's a scandal, he just either lies and commits to the lie to a degree where, like, half the country believes him, and he just plows through, and then it becomes a non-issue. I don't think there's any other person in the world that can do that. And he's kind of like puppeteering everybody else right now.
Yeah.
But if he dies, I really do think we'd be free from a lot of that stuff. Eventually some worse person will come along.
Yeah,
but
the damage has been done. He has inspired a lot of people. You know, in his dementia, Biden is showing, like, ever so slightly some Trumpisms. And I'm slightly here for it. He was in Detroit, I want to say. He was in Michigan at the Ford plant or whatever. And they let him test drive one of their new electric pickup trucks.
Yeah.
He's out... out back, it's like the old Joe Biden. He puts his aviators on and he rolls down the window, and a reporter tried to ask him about Israel and Palestine, and he threatened to run her over. And I was like, okay, that's pretty
yeah
funny.
He's like, I'm gonna run you over, I'm just teasing, I'm just teasing. I'm just, and then cut to apartment buildings being demolished and motherless children weeping, you
right
know?
It's like, well, I'm glad we're doing this, I'm glad you're having a good time. Yeah. Joe. Even the fucking... Okay, I know I found it funny in the moment, but now that you mention it...
It's horrific.
He
I mean,
won't answer questions.
Well, he was a big Israel guy for a long time, so now he's got some splaining to do. He, like, signed a thing saying there should be peace.
Mm-hmm.
Ceasefire, that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. Good job. He
so
signed a piece of paper.
Once again...
Yeah.
Jared,
you're
not
president
2.0.
of the fucking universe.
You know what would be really funny? If he's faking dementia to get out of shit. Like, you know how Donald Trump could just, like you said, just lie his way through anything or just not really acknowledge it? Joe Biden can just kind of pretend.
Just wander out. You wandered out of the room.
Ask him about Palestine, and he's just like, what? Mother?
Where am I?
Just start wandering off. And they're like, Joe has to go to bed now.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
I picture Joe sleeping in like a nightcap.
Definitely, yeah.
He's got he holds a candle.
Yeah, he holds a candle with a little ring for his finger.
Yeah,
and
that's
how
he goes
he
to the bathroom.
Goes to the bathroom at night.
And his
yeah.
bathroom is a pole thing.
Oh, yeah.
He pulls it to
with
flush.
A chain? Yeah. 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 And then he kisses Jill goodnight and snuffs out the candle with one of those old snuffer
right.
things. I used to have one of those.
A snuffer?
Candle snuffer.
That's good. Do you think they sleep in the same bed?
Yeah, I do. I think they fuck, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You think he's just giving it to her? Just?
I mean, probably not. He probably doesn't get like fully hard anymore.
He takes Blue Chew?
I honestly think Joe Biden takes Blue Chew.
He just shoves it in sideways,
his
soft.
Best, yeah.
He does her like that?
Yeah, like she's probably asleep and he wakes her up by tapping her on the shoulder and she's like, okay, Joe. And it just like doesn't really feel like anything.
And he just puts his penis through the hole in his pajamas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what goes down.
All right.
I do think they seem to have a decent relationship.
Yeah, who knows with these fucking people? Who knows if it's a business arrangement or what, you know?
Because,
like, Hillary and Bill can't, like, be into each other, right? They just stay in the wings of their house.
Right. I don't, yeah.
But
I don't.
They must plot together. You know,
how do you think Chelsea Clinton was conceived? Do you think it was like a Game of Thrones kind of, we have to do this
no.
for the legacy?
Bill be fucking.
Okay, but
Bill fuck anything that moves.
But Hillary? Okay.
But Hillary's probably sick of him, you know?
Yeah. All right.
And the Obamas.
What about the Obamas?
Well,
let's do
she's
every
a
president
man and
in
he's
history.
Gay.
Is that, do people actually believe that?
Yeah.
Is that some conspiracy theory?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Those arms and stuff, they like, you know, all the conspiracy theorists are always saying that she's a dude.
Because she has muscles?
Yeah. I don't know. They like, they circle bulges and they get really into it, you know?
They connect it to red strings
right.
somehow.
Yeah.
It's amazing how you can... sort of how people can transform their hatred into nonsense, really.
Well,
like you could be constructive
thinking
with it.
Women are actually men is like a whole subgenre of conspiracy theory, and there is like there are tons of YouTube videos on this.
Really?
So anybody who's a celebrity, there's a group of people who are getting together and proving that they're a man. I was
what?
Watching, you know, that girl Shoe on Head?
Yeah.
She's like a YouTube commentator.
Mm-hmm.
She, people started doing that with her. And she played one of the videos. It's great. Just talking about how, like, the way her jaw sits and, like, studying her hands and stuff.
What? Yeah. And what does that prove? Like, why do you think people are so obsessed with the thought? Like, do they want this person to secretly be a man?
I don't know what the motivation is. I think probably just like, people like to uncover things and be like sleuths, be detectives. It's partially that. And also I think it's like a weird hate. What would you even call it? Transphobia or something?
Yeah.
It's just like you already hate the person. So on top of it, it's like, and you're a fucking dude. That's a dude, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like old school hatred towards trans people.
That's so bizarre because these people aren't trans. I mean, as far as we know. So it's almost like...
Michelle Obama is.
Ian.
I've done the deep research.
I don't even know where I was going with that.
Yeah, you're getting real...
When
you get comfortable like that, when you kick your legs up like that, I'm like, well, I'm carrying this one, I guess.
I'm melted into the couch.
Yeah,
I'm sitting
you do
up
that.
Now. I'm sitting up, okay?
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Our food's going to be here soon.
Oh, I forgot we ordered food.
Yeah, it's really good. It's Jamaican food. I had it when you were gone. I did throw up. But I think that was a different thing.
It was, okay, you sure?
I threw up so much Jamaican food.
Ian.
Oh, man.
Why are we ordering it?
It's so cheap. You can get so much food.
Ian.
No, I think what happened was I ate the food, and then a long time later, I took a bunch of vitamins.
Yeah.
You ever take a vitamin on an empty stomach? It's crazy. It's but not, you... there's no... like countdown. There's not like you don't even get like 15 minutes. You take the vitamin, you go, oh my god, like wherever you are.
It wasn't eat and then immediately throw
no
up.
There was a gap of time where my stomach, where I had digested all the Jamaican food, although I did puke a lot of Jamaican food though.
That's interesting.
So who knows, it'll be a fun little experiment for us. I have tomorrow off. I don't have to worry about it.
I don't.
All right, I'll eat yours. Then.
No, okay. Yeah, I was away for one day, and you're like, I just threw up everywhere. I was like, oh no. Somebody, I have to call the neighbor to check on him.
It was so aggressive. You ever puke so much in between? You're like,
ugh. No.
Because it's like, I didn't know I could make these sounds.
Yeah, the sounds
I didn't know
are...
my eyes could come out that far out of my head, you know?
Ridiculous.
You're clenching muscles in your neck and stuff.
You know how people have like a vomit phobia?
Yes.
I do not have that.
Me either.
I'm very comfortable with puking.
Sure, because you're an alcoholic.
Take that how you will. Yeah, yeah. It's not any kind of eating disorder. I just puked so many times. Like, I think this is really bad, but my freshman year of college, I think I puked every single weekend for
Jesus Christ.
Full year.
That's horrible. That's why your tooth fell out.
I know. I'm like, it's really bad. The drinking that I do now is goddamn child's play compared to what I used to be up to.
Wow.
So, I've been putting off getting...
Didn't that feel bad? Didn't you think, like, next time I'm not going to have this many?
Absolutely invincible. No, I would puke and keep drinking.
Yeah, ew.
I know, it's bad. And also, it was like... jungle juice with Skittles in it,
right?
And absinthe, or no, Everclear.
Hey, let's go to a party. I have a Gatorade bottle full of pop off and, bright green Gatorade.
It's warm. It's in somebody's dusty old laundry bin that they emptied out.
This is specific.
Yeah. It was
the jungle juice.
Yeah. In a basement that has Hantavirus.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
I keep bringing this up.
It's got asbestos. It's just the insulation on the walls, you know? And up to your ankles is just some liquid.
The like resilience that children have to drink is.
Well, yeah, you can do anything at that age, you know?
I remember Sean.
Jump over a car.
We ran out of, you know how they would like charge for solo cups at certain parties if it was a big one? We didn't have a cup for him, so we found a solo cup that the frat brothers had been using as a...
Don't say dip cup.
No, sorry.
All right.
It was a detergent washing detergent cup. Yeah. And so we like rinsed it out and just gave it to him to use, which I guess isn't so bad.
That's not
but
that
it was
bad.
Like
at least
soapy.
It's clean.
And
I thought you were gonna say like cigarette butts.
No,
or...
but like who knows what it was up to. And the, I mean, especially post COVID, the swapping of drinks, yeah, and the making out with strangers.
When I was in college, like the Michigan versus Michigan State game was like a big deal.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to either one of those colleges, but like my friends went to State.
Yeah.
So we went to Ann Arbor where the game was, and everybody's wearing like, in my group, like Michigan State shit. And we walk up to this, we're just walking to the game, and there's this apartment building, and this guy's got like the world's largest beer bong. So it goes like stories. It's off the side of a balcony, right? And so they like call down to us, like, who wants to do some beer bong or whatever? And my friend Nick's like, yeah, I'll do it. And goes over. And he's decked out in Michigan State shit. So he does it. And then he just rejoins the group. And we're walking. And he goes, there was definitely a cigarette butt in that.
Oh, my God.
he just shot down his gullet.
I bonged a hurricane once, a 40 of malt liquor, and
the whole thing.
Yeah, I wasn't very good at it, but bonging was surprisingly,
I don't think I've ever done it.
It's surprisingly easy. I can't chug, but you can kind of like just take your time with it a little bit.
Yeah,
but I immediately puked everywhere. I remember thinking that I like handled myself pretty well, or like that the all that
not even now.
I know,
not even to this day.
But that the binge drinking didn't affect me that much, surprisingly. And I looked at old pictures from college recently, and my head is the size of a fucking pumpkin. I look like Demi Lovato. I'm just like, oh my God, I don't even reckon. It's just massive. It looks like it's gonna explode.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess I'm better.
Yeah.
I mean, I am, but there's just such a history.
Well, I mean, that's not really for you to say, but...
I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Every single day is the absolute worst day to quit drinking.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't really fucking feel the urge to... I can't remember last time I had a drink. I don't really feel the urge to do it anymore. I was at the airport, and I was, like, really early for a flight, and... Well, they kept pushing the flight back, and I was there for like 4 hours, and like there's bars everywhere.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'll have a fucking whatever.
Everybody.
What are they called? Bloody Mary.
Likes to get drunk at the airport.
But it's like, why? So I can be, so I can have a headache by the time
so
I get home.
Feel thirsty and tired halfway through the trip.
What's the point of it?
I think the desire, or like the lack of desire to drink alone, is the only thing that's kept me from becoming a full like homeless screaming in the street level alcoholic. I think that's the only thing that's rescued me.
Yeah, I guess that's a very specific but that's not true. Here's the thing, like you'll never hit that level, because there's always the shame, you know.
Yeah,
like you go out and drink, and then every single time you go like, I shouldn't have fucking done that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have these long stretches of time that kind of like inspire exercising and going on a diet or whatever. And then repeat the process.
I haven't had a drink in 5 days, and I've just constantly been drinking water, and I feel amazing. I'm like, I'm every woman. It's amazing. Like I have one seltzer and I'm like a fucking yogi now.
Yeah.
At one with everything. Like, I don't know how I could ever drink again. And then
isn't that the infinite struggle of being an adult? Like, the whole thing is like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to pig out for a while. And then you start growing tits, and then you're like, I got to pull back. And it's just this yo-yo of like, you know, eating well, exercising.
I love it.
And then being like, I fucking hate this. I hate running every day. This sucks.
Yeah.
I'm just going to live my life. I'm going to take the advice of these like self-help web pages and just eat hot dogs and jack off on the couch.
It's the dichotomy of man.
Right.
I I
thank, and then you start to hate yourself, and then you start over.
Thank God for shame. Seriously, it like I said, it prevents you from doing a lot of bullshit. That
everybody's
you
trying to get rid
do.
Of it.
Yeah, it's really important.
Right.
I would drink and eat myself to death.
It really is a big motivator in life. Everybody's just becoming these kind of lumps of shit because I think like taking shame out of sexuality completely has made sexuality, or not sexuality, sex.
Yeah,
taking
yeah.
shame out of sex completely has made sex unappealing to
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it's so fun. Now
so
it's
they don't
homework.
Do that anymore. Yeah. You know? If there's no shame in being like overweight or lazy, then
right.
nobody works hard on anything anymore.
Right. It's interesting how there's such a strong push to destigmatize things and reduce shame, and yet people are more critical of each other than ever. I feel like it's like displaced sort of criticism.
Yeah, that's interesting. So people think that they shouldn't feel shame for anything, but they think other people should feel extra shame,
yeah.
more shame than anybody's ever felt before.
Yeah, maybe that's why we're all so hard on each other. You should be hard on yourself first.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work on a bit about that, how
be
I don't like people
yourself.
Who love themselves.
Oh my God, no. Why would you do that?
Because they don't like, they think they're done.
Why would you
so
ever love yourself?
People who hate themselves
just
learn
kidding.
Like a magic trick or something. Don't look at how shitty I am. Yeah. I fucking suck. You know, people who love themselves don't do anything.
Right.
They're done. They're fully cooked, you know?
Yeah, that's, I mean, it really is awful. Obviously, there's a middle ground. Because
yeah, everything we say is yeah. hyperbole and stupid.
Yeah,
I'm just for comedic effect.
Right, no, I know. But like, you know, don't beat yourself up and hate yourself so much you don't do anything. Because I think it's a perfect circle, too. You can go so far one end that there you are up your own ass again. Just because you hate yourself doesn't mean you're not obsessed with
yes,
yourself.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
People who are like into themselves, I mean, truly only women can get away with this, but being like, you know what? I'm just really feeling myself lately. And frankly, I'm really proud of what I've accomplished.
Yeah.
It's like, ew.
Shut up.
Stop.
Don't broadcast
Do
it.
Do better. It's not, it's just, it's not, it's fine.
I can't put my finger on why it bugs me so much.
It's fine, but it's just so much better to come from another person. Like, who are you to say that you are a worthwhile person worthy of adoration? Mm-hmm. It doesn't count. That's just masturbating. You need other people to validate that, right?
Right,
or
right,
am
right.
I,
no, no.
Or is that somehow toxic?
No,
and I'm
no.
All,
what's it is? It's kind of rejecting society or rejecting other people. You become this like island where you go like I'm done. I'm like I don't
yeah.
need to interact with anybody else or seek the approval of anybody else. And then very often that leads to not being particularly kind to any to other
right,
people
yeah.
and like saying things like I'm at capacity, which is a phrase I see on the internet a lot. If you love yourself and you feel overwhelmed, you'll tell people I'm at capacity. Imagine that
no.
in action, somebody
yeah.
you walking up to somebody and be like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, I'm at capacity.
They've
that's
got a
insane.
Gunshot wound. You're like, I'm
you're
sorry,
becoming,
I'm at capacity.
You're becoming rude. You're becoming,
yeah.
You have no need for other people.
Right.
You get all the affection and love for yourself.
It's also a heartbreaking reality that as impressed you are with yourself, you're never going to be impressive unless other people are impressed by you. You
yeah.
know, I mean, I know that's not the most important thing in the world, but if you want to leave a legacy, unfortunately, other people have to be on board with you.
Right, right, right. And you also can't expect people to just fall in love with you because you love yourself and
that's
you're confident
wild.
And
although,
you're proud.
That does seem to work out for a lot of people. So
yeah,
like blind,
you should have confidence, I guess.
Blind confidence.
You know what it is?
We were just saying that about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That people just like believe it.
It does work.
Yeah.
It might not be moral or like a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not like it isn't. You know, the problem is there's not another word for it. We say love yourself.
Yeah.
And that there should be another word there. Respect yourself. Give
yeah.
yourself the benefit of the doubt. don't beat yourself up. These are phrases that I can get on board with.
Yeah, yeah.
But
absolutely.
Love yourself unconditionally or radical self-love
that's disgusting.
Leads to arrogance and narcissism and it makes you intolerable to be around.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think we've in English, the fact that we have the word love and we use it for 10,000 different things has really ruined it. Doesn't
right.
really mean anything.
Other languages have like a bunch, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I assume so.
No, they do. Like, Latin have a bunch? And like,
I know
because there's like love for your family.
The Germans
love
have a word for every fucking scenario that could ever
yeah,
possibly
except, but
exist.
Not love. They don't know what that is.
No, I don't know. Yeah, because you could just say, like, I could say I love you,
aww.
But I also love.
You've never said that before.
Frasier. You know, I love. This is turning into a Anchorman bit.
I love
forget
Lamp.
Forget
Catherine.
It.
Yeah, there's like familial.
I mean, I could.
Is that a word,
say
familial?
I love you. I could, hypothetically.
Right.
I'm not saying it in this moment, but.
You already said it.
No, I said
I
could.
You can't take it back now.
I could
now.
Say I
what
love
if we've
you.
Been together for 5 years and the audience finds out we haven't said I love you yet?
We're just roommates.
Yeah. No, we're dating. We're together. We're just, you know, I don't feel comfortable yet.
We're talking.
We're at a standoff. Yeah.
Oh,
we're
my
talking.
God. I'm sure that's had to have happened somewhere. And people tell themselves like,
in Ireland,
she's just cold or she's reserved. He doesn't like to show his feelings.
Or in
it's
Japan,
like,
they're like that too.
Oh man, yeah. How do you express love in Japan or Ireland?
You bow.
And Ireland, you bow.
Yeah, in Ireland, you bow.
Do they just by the? Never mind.
No,
I was
sad.
Just thinking about genetic predisposal to alcoholism. How strange that is.
Well, podcast canceled. Food is here.
No, sorry. Food's here. Hail Satan.
Okay, we ate our food.
Okay, just kidding. We're back.
It wasn't very good.
No, it really
I may
wasn't.
Have oversold it.
I think that's why you threw up.
No, I don't think this was as good as last time when I threw up.
It's
so this is worse than that.
It was so good that you threw up. It's just there's too many spices.
They put way too many spices on it.
Also, the glaze or whatever that they put on the plantains is too sweet.
You know, now that I think about it, last time it came with like a dipping sauce, too. This was just a bad batch.
Is it even the same place?
Yes.
How are they so inconsistent?
I don't fucking know. I was wondering why they had such shitty reviews. They only had one review, and it was shitty.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
This is so good.
Never go to a place with one review.
Well, things just open around here.
I know.
You know?
I know.
So shut up.
Okay.
What if this podcast only had one review?
That's different. You don't have to eat it. You don't have to consume it.
True. Write a review of the podcast if you like it.
Yeah. And if you don't, then don't do anything.
Yeah, kill yourself.
No.
Why are you listening to this?
We hate listening to stuff all the time. I get it. Do you think there's anybody out there who hates us so much that they listen to this just to like... rage out?
I don't know. Write in.
Oh, that would be so cute.
I was listening. I hate listening to something recently, and that somebody was in like this long, boring story, and I was like, "What am I doing?
Yeah,
why am I listening?
You really
to this?
Gotta take a step back after a while.
Yeah,
but I still find it quite fun. If you hate them,
it
enough.
Is fascinating. Although, like, I realize I am. I mean, this is very obvious, but like I am just voluntarily filling myself up with hate
yeah.
when I can just appreciate things around me. I mean, we complain all the time about social media
yeah.
and Twitter and what people are saying and what's trending and shit, and you just don't have to get involved
right.
at all.
Yeah.
I signed back up for Facebook just to post a thing to say like, hey, I'm going to be in Michigan. Does anybody have any stage time for me?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had it again, and I was scrolling through it at work, and I was like, don't fucking do this.
It's
just delete it again.
Really awful.
Get out of it. It's just one more thing. And then Facebook is awful in that you can write as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
So now you find yourself reading paragraphs of shit from people you don't like.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to do.
I do at the very least appreciate how Twitter and Instagram have sort of shrink-wrapped everything. So it's just like you picture, caption. Sometimes the captions can be long, but you don't have to read them. Like everything is concise.
Yeah.
So you can scroll past it more easily.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is
Facebook's very busy.
Facebook, yeah. Maybe it's because of Twitter and Instagram that people have now, like, when they go back to Facebook, they're like, wait a minute, this is a goddamn mess.
Yeah. And in the comedy community, Facebook is just, like, people accusing each other of molesting each other.
Yeah.
It's all that.
And you're like, should I? They're like, should I still do this show? And it's like, call the cops. What are you doing? Why are you asking?
Yeah.
Asking people, what is this about, really? You know, mm-hmm. It's very strange.
Yeah, I got into a Michigan comedy Facebook group, and the first post I see is just a gentle reminder: it's never okay to touch a female comedian without her consent. I'm like,
oh,
Jesus
my God,
Christ,
you guys!
Everybody, everywhere is just molesting each other. It's just in comedy. It's very molesty in comedy, I guess.
We just can't. We can't do it. We just shut it all down.
Yeah,
nobody,
please.
Nobody knows how to behave.
All right, we're going to do a short one today because I fucking said so.
Ian's in a mood, as you guys can tell.
No, you want to quit too.
No, I'd love to keep going.
All right, well,
all night
all right.
Long.
Just sure.
Kidding, just kidding.
Go
just
ahead.
Kidding.
What, let's do it. Let's go another hour. Let's do a Joe Rogan experience.
Can you imagine if we did 3 hours? We'd be like, oh, what no. else is going on?
How about these psychopaths who do it by themselves? How
that's
about those people?
Insane. What do you talk? How do you have anything to say?
I could see doing it like once or twice where you mapped everything out. You're like, all right, here's all the shit I want to talk about.
Right. I guess like a YouTuber or something where you like.
If you have something that you really want to rant about.
Ripped it. I've never been that type of person. I can't. I remember in improv class, there was this game called, like, I forget, like Blabber or something, where you pretend to be. People ask you a question and they assign
you. Pretend
you
to be an expert.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
We used to play like it on the bus.
Fake expert or something. And some people were so good at it.
Yeah,
and
where you just like, you start asking somebody questions about the solar system and then they make up answers. As if they know what they're talking about.
I really admire people who can do that, but I just can't.
Well, thank you for that, your admiration.
You can do it?
Yeah, we used to do it all. Remember, you and I were on the bus to somewhere and we were doing it.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh, I vaguely remember that.
Atlantic City or something?
That's fun. I'm glad we have a nice
you
don't, time
you have
together.
No memory of it. But.
I'm a drunk. I've established this. I do remember being in improv class and playing that expert game, and I was supposed to be a doctor, and somebody said, how come my poop floats? And I was like, high fat content, done. Next.
you're like Michael Scott. I have a gun.
They're just like...
Didn't you get all E's in improv class?
Did you get all F's? I don't want to talk about my grades in improv
class.
You got
see me after
I'm not
class.
The best improviser,
from
apparently.
Some guy in a propeller hat.
Perhaps all my pent-up resentment about improv comes from a very personal place, but I'm never going to...
I'm pretty much an expert at it. I think if I did UCB, I would get into ASCAT.
That's a real
day one.
Typical man.
Whatever the big... I don't know. What are they called? Group
house teams
house team yeah.
Yeah,
what's the main one?
ASCAT. Wait, no, ASCAT's like Amy Poehler, right?
And yeah, like, I would be Amy Poehler.
You would be Amy Poehler.
Yeah,
cool, good job.
Maybe I'll start my own improv school.
Why do you like improv now?
I mean, I'm brilliant at it, but I don't know if I like it.
You are not.
I'm too. I can do those sketches. Those sketches we did. All those sketches off the
yes,
top of the dome.
You're great. You are.
I wrote it on the fly.
I'm pissed off because I stink at it.
When we did improv for Zach and Matt's podcast, that was fantastic. We killed it.
Yeah. There were some good times and some bad times on my part, I think. I am very much the, like, throw a grenade into it. Because remember when we did Brett Raybould's thing? And you were, we were improvising.
You were great in that.
There was some moment where we were like lightly improvising, and he asked me a question, and I was like, I hit him with my car, and that's why we had to.
You were supposed to be the straight man.
I know. I panicked.
When is that coming out?
I never. It must suck.
Keeps putting people ahead of us.
Yeah, it must.
Shitty people must that I fucking hate.
Must be really bad, so we can't be on Brett Rabel.
I think you sat on a bug or something, because you got like a squish bug.
Get
on
it
you.
Off me.
No, I'm not touching it.
Get
gross.
It off.
Like a spider or something.
Ian, get it off. I can't look. Please get it
I
off.
Got it.
This is the point of boyfriends. If there's a bug on me,
no.
You have to get it off. I'm serious.
I squished it.
It's probably a bean from the rice and beans.
Yeah, everything does end up under your ass. The dog waits patiently for us to finish eating, so... For when Catherine gets up, mm-hmm. so that she can eat all the beans that are under your ass.
I have a magical ability. Like, it's truly paranormal, and I don't understand how. Like, there's no explanation for it. It should be on an episode of Unsolved Mysteries, but every time I eat something that accumulates crumbs...
It's not a mystery. I watch it fall all over you. You're just not paying attention. It falls all over you. You miss your mouth.
It's
you're kind of
a paranormal
absentmindedly...
event. No,
chewing.
I'm not done, goddammit. When
go
I
ahead.
Like eat a sandwich or something, it collects directly under my ass.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It's just falling down the sides of you.
Under my ass? Uh-huh. Whatever, man.
When the
I
dog
think it's
passes,
ghosts.
We're going to have to get like a Roomba or something. Because you've just, you know, this is your thing you do now.
This thing I do now?
Like now you just shed food and the dog takes care of it. But if there's no dog, then there's just going to be ass crumbs everywhere.
Yeah, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Whatever,
the,
man.
The rainbow bridge.
All right. Well, that's enough.
Okay. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.